Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
San Diego Union Tribune and Sign On WS Radio presents San Diego's Finest Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. This is Jack, San Diego's voice of the finest businesses, celebrities, entrepreneurs, coaches, and anything that's positive in San Diego. And I've just been having a lot of fun in studio today with Debbie Sade and her friend that she invited, and I invited Mr. Neil Sperling.
Welcome.
I was going to say Rod Sterling, but I thought that's probably not a good...
I'll accept that.
Okay, all right. Listen, Neil is a fun guy to talk to, and he has a great website, and he teaches people how to connect with anyone, anywhere, at any time. And I'm going to let you introduce yourself, Neil, as to what you do. How do you help people?
Okay, that's a real, really long introduction, Jack, so thank you so much. No, I appreciate that. You know, I've been listening to Debbie, and so much of what she says makes sense, because one of the things I talk about in my rules for connecting is to pay attention. And, you know, that's the first rung. So many of us are so involved with what our agendas are. And unfortunately, because of that, you know, we don't realize that other people are interested in their own agendas. So one of the things, as I was sharing with you, is that I found that one of the secrets of many that I share with people and coach them on and how to connect is to disarm them and to get them to stop thinking about their own agendas and start thinking more about, you know, our agendas. And creating a relationship, because that's really the basis of it. So actually, when I met you, and it wasn't that long ago, but we feel like we've become pretty good friends here.
Yeah, really.
We do.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that, because there's an authenticity here.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't know how to get to that authentic place. But when I saw you and I met you, and you seem kind of like a serious guy, I think one of the things I usually try to do with people, particularly when they're as serious as you are.
Oh, man, it's very serious.
Is that I try to, like, loosen them up a little bit and disarm them. And I think humor is a great way to do that. So as you remember, when you were kind enough to invite me over here to the studio, you gave me these instructions, and I heard, and you said it was Lusk Street, and I heard it was Lust Street. And I told you, Jack, you know, I've gotten that offer a lot, but I really prefer enduring relationships. So it would be really nice if you could take me out a couple of times first, right? Now, I'm sure there aren't many people who've approached you that way.
No, no.
But you started to see me a little differently and on a more human level.
Yeah.
So one of the secrets I practice is to try to disarm people and inject a little humor where I can find it. And there's actually a technique to this, and some people if they want to steal this from me, well, I won't steal it, but maybe I'll let them at least license it. So, as an example, I was on the phone this morning, and I had to get to a high-level executive, a CEO, who I knew wasn't going to take my call, very, very powerful, important person. And I started at the switchboard level. And the woman answered the phone, and I said to her, you know, this is really confusing to me. And she said, excuse me? I said, you know, you're really confusing me, and I'm feeling uncomfortable about it, and I just need to share that with you. So she naturally, on a human level, wanted to help me out. She said, well, what's going on? He says, well, you answered the phone. You said, it's Sarah speaking. And she said, yes. And I said, you know, you're the third person today who's changed their last name to speaking. I don't get it. What is going on out there? You know, I am really confused. No one ever lets me in. I'm the last to know. This is disturbing, and I'm supposed to be a professional. So she started laughing like you did, and I just played it really serious, and we got into a conversation, and she totally just loosened up. Then I explained my value proposition. Okay, I wasn't thinking about me. I was thinking about her, you know, lightening her day a little bit first.
You made her day.
First. And then I explained my value proposition, how it could help the company. And I got right through the CEO. And I know I normally wouldn't have done it. And I'll give you one more classic example. I've been asked to speak on the power of connecting and all of this stuff.
And you just spoke at TEDx.
Yeah, I spoke at TEDx. And if Debbie hadn't intervened, I probably might not have made it on stage. But, no, it's true. She was really marvelous. But what I wanted to say is that I've been speaking to different groups. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting is before getting up to speak, people will introduce me. And, you know, people are trying to feel more comfortable and a little bit more human and relaxed. And, again, I do the same disarming thing. So I noticed that there's a trend. And there's a trend. And actually, when I got done being introduced to people, I got up and I spoke about that trend, because it's important to spot trends to be authentic and connect with people. And the trend was that I was introduced to Jack here and Fred here and Sarah over there and Jim over there. And I said, you know, it's really confusing to me. because I don't understand, you know, Sarah here, Jack, and then they're over there. And I said, you know, God forbid they all get together and get married. And then you have here over there and you want me to show up for your next speech. Do I go over here or over there? I don't know. Maybe I should be everywhere. So people kind of like relax and they laugh a little bit. But, you know, they get comfortable with the whole idea. So I think in summation, the idea here is to really take things too literally and then pretend you just don't understand.
Ah, so the Columbo technique still works.
It could be, except, you know, you have to bring your glass eye, and I don't have one.
Yeah. I'm a little confused. I'm a little lost. Maybe you can help me out here. Did you see the movie What About Bob?
Of course you should. Yeah,
have.
No. Yeah.
And in the movie What About Bob, he was very good at disarming a certain telephone operator that I thought was pretty interesting. So,
well, I saw about What About Debbie, and it was pretty good. So.
Yes, and you wanted to comment about Debbie. What did you?
No, I think a lot of her things resonate. And as I said, you know, it's so important to pay attention. That is the starting point with Debbie. You know, I have my own rules of engagement. But as I talked about in TED, and quite seriously at the moment, you know, I think the sad thing is that most people tend to be too self-involved. And consequently, they miss a lot. And as an example, in my TED talk, I mentioned that, you know, I got a phone call, and most people would hang up because it was the wrong number, but I paid attention. And the gentleman was a businessman, and he had an authentic need. And I talk a lot about paying attention to people's authentic needs. My mom was an excellent connector, and she always did that. So I learned from that. And his authentic need was, ironically, it was a huge one. He had access to a huge amount of land in Mexico, and he was trying to figure out what to do with it and who he could talk to. And I thought about it, and I thought about people in my life, and I said, you know, this could be a great opportunity to develop feedstock for biofuels. And by the way, I just happened to meet some people that could facilitate that. And by the way, wouldn't it be great on a win-win level that, you know, it's good for the Mexican government, it's good for our country, to wean us off fossil fuels. And it led to a relationship, which is another point about connecting. It's not about trying to do business or sell somebody something. It's about developing authentic relationships that turn into reciprocal friendships and that are real. So it turned out he liked that idea, and I'm now a JV partner in a startup that could be very promising. And my point of that is that every day when people are looking for jobs or looking for promotions or looking for advancements with partners or projects or their businesses, the opportunities are all around you if you really do what Debbie counsels, which is to pay attention.
Absolutely. I think, you know, one of the things that I've learned from you just in the short time that we've known each other is that authenticity is to me important as well. And, when you came to me, you were authentic. And that's what I really appreciate about you and knowing you. And, I mean, cause we haven't known each other for very long, a few months, but, you really do present yourself well as an authentic person.
I practiced for many years to fool people that way, Jack. And I'm glad that you've just brought that point out to millions of your listeners.
And your sense of humor. Now, Debbie, she's still in the studio, you know. She can hear all this, so
I'm
talking about
her. I'm looking at her.
I'm here.
What do you think about this guy's authenticity? Is this really him or is this somebody else?
You know, Neil, what can I say? Neil's very authentic. I think, you know, he goofs around a lot and he has a great sense of humor and he uses it, as he says, to disarm people and get them to get out of what I refer to as their ego. You know, we get into our own looking good and being right. And Neil does disarm people with his ego and as a result can relate to them and connect with them immediately. You know, once
pretty
you
amazing.
Laugh, there's something in your brain that just disarms everything. And that's why when you're giving a speech, you always want people to laugh. Because after they have a laugh is when you want to pour in the information. They're open. And I think that's what Neil does really well.
Debbie and I had a conversation recently. And, you know, I don't know if I should bring this up right now. But
you have 20 seconds, so make it quick.
Okay. Well, I had a friend who was studying psychology in Northridge. And he had a patient named Birdcage Betty. And the woman believed she had a birdcage stuck on her head. And, you know, it was like a lost cause. And I said, well, why don't you just deal with the simple thing? Be authentic. Let her know that stop feeding the bird. Let it out. Fly around a little bit. And eventually, if there's no food, it, it won't come back. And he thought I was joking, but I was serious, and I think it really helped her.
Excellent. Well, if you want more from Neil Sperling, what's the website?
It's worldclassconnector.net, worldclassconnector.net. I do business development, marketing, consulting, coaching, and I love to help people connect with the people they need to meet.
All right. Thanks, Neil. Thanks, Debbie. You've been listening to San Diego's Finest on the UT Radio Network on WSRadio.com.
Bring the San Diego sun inside through spotless windows from Blue Ocean Window Cleaning. Dirty, smeared windows keep us from the bright, sunny days we love. Get back that spring day feeling with a professional window cleaning from Blue Ocean. Affordable, thorough, and necessary. Clean windows will bring the new life to your home or business. Get a quote online anytime at blueoceancleaning.com and find out how bright your world can be through spotless windows from Blue Ocean.
Muffin tops, love handles, spare tires, these lumps and bumps cause your belt to slide in the wrong direction and your little black dress to be too little. No matter how hard you work at losing them, they're immune to diet and exercise. Something other than your belt has got to give. Cool Sculpting at Hillcrest Dermatology is more than a ray of hope. It's a loophole in the laws of gravity. Dr. William Heimer of Hillcrest Dermatology uses this revolutionary new technology to target and freeze stubborn fat cells, so your body can eliminate them naturally over just a few weeks, with all without surgery or downtime. Most patients of Hillcrest Dermatology see an undeniable reduction of fat after just one Cool Sculpting treatment. It's FDA cleared, safe, and totally cool. So what are you waiting for? Starting today, reclaim the real you with Cool Sculpting at Hillcrest Dermatology. Call 619-299-0700 to schedule your consultation and visit us online at drheimer.com.
Are you suffering from migraines, backache, or athletic soreness? Chesserie's Touch Massage and Spa is fully staffed with seasonal professional therapists who offer mini massages from a therapeutic Swedish massage to their special Hawaiian Lomi Lomi. Clients from golf players to U.S. Navy SEALs, Chesserie's Touch Massage has been said to be the best massage in town. Mention this ad and your first massage is only $49. Call today, 858-277-1900. Chesserie's Touch Massage and Spa. A massage today, a better tomorrow.
Enjoy top-shelf liquor at bottom-shelf prices. Deep South Barrels has oak-aging barrels for aging your liquor and wine at home. Deep South Barrels allows your liquor to improve quickly and in style. Deep South Barrels offers a wide variety of essences for making your own spirits, too. Deep South Barrels can be found online at deepsouthbarrels.com and on Facebook, where fans rave, share ideas, and you can find special coupons.
When you want mouth-watering, award-winning pizza, Joe's Pizza takes pizza to a new level. Awarded first place for best pizza in San Diego 2010 by Channel 10 News. From pizza buffets, ordering online to handling your next big event, log on to joespizzasd.com for all the 411. Located at 5583 Claremont Mesa Boulevard and on the web at joespizzasd.com. Give Joe and his wife Kim a call. They will deliver for you. joespizzasd.com.